Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting 7th. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Burleson moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle bunts towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Leonard covering. Safe. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doyle tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 3-0. Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas juggles the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Fisk scores. Cooper moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Rice scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mayberry moves to third. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to third. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Larry Gura now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Cowens scores. Otis moves to second. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Rupert Jones pinch runs for Amos Otis. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing center field. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Darwin now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Stinson reaches second base with a double. Rojas moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Darwin. White reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. Stinson scores. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Cookie Rojas now playing third base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hobson hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Rupert Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Rick Burleson. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. Tom House now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stinson strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bruno now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fisk scores. 2 outs. It's 15-6, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doyle is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. White moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-4 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.